Hi everyone, my name is Gülistan. Today I will be talking about a TED Talk video by Sal Khan, who is the founder of Khan Academy, and a letter by Curtis Bank, who is a professor at Indiana University. In his video, Mr. Khan talks about his journey into creating his nonprofit online education platform, Khan Academy, and how videos are reinventing education today. Many learners are utilizing videos in order to learn. A big advantage of videos is that you can pause them and you can repeat them as many times as you want. If you would like to review something you learned a few weeks ago, you can just go back to the videos and you can just watch them. I'll give you an example from my own experience. This semester, we worked on English phonology in a linguistics class, and I found it really difficult at times. At this point, I looked up some YouTube videos and I watched them. I found it really helpful as I had the chance to watch lessons by different educators, and I was able to watch them as many times as I wanted. Sometimes we ask our teacher a question and they answer it, but we still don't understand the answer. But we feel embarrassed to confess that we still don't understand. At this point, videos come in handy because you can watch them as many times as you want until you really comprehend it. You're studying in your own room and at your own pace. It is priceless. Mr. Khan also talks about how his videos are used for homeschooling and flipped classrooms. Flipped classroom is a teaching approach that is gaining popularity each day. Basically, teachers are assigning video lectures for homework, and they're using classroom time for assignments and more collaborative activities. Mr. Khan mentions that flipped classrooms are actually humanizing the classroom because in traditional classrooms, students are passive recipients of knowledge while the teacher gives the lecture. You are humanizing the classroom because the very precious classroom time is spent more wisely with more interaction between students. A teacher is present to help whenever necessary, and students are given time to interact with each other and do collaborative work together. Also, students are watching the lecture at home. They can pause whenever they need to, and they can repeat as many times as necessary until they learn. Educational videos are reinventing education in many ways. Lectures are readily available for whenever you want to listen to them. Anywhere can be your classroom. You can watch lecture videos in your room or at the library, at a cafe, wherever you feel comfortable. You can pause and restart watching them whenever you want to. Since there is no strict schedule, you can still have a job and go on educating yourself as your schedule allows. The letter by Curtis Bank has very interesting insights. He describes how learning is changing so rapidly. A lot of things about our learning has changed immensely. I remember that when I had an assignment in middle school, my source of information was books, big encyclopedias, my teacher, and my parents. I remember spending hours and hours in order to find information that is one click away now. I am 30 years old now, and I have actually seen how learning has immensely changed over the years. We have a greater number of resources to use in order to learn now. We can reach them much faster in very efficient ways. We are connected. We can pose a question, and we will get many responses from people who live thousands of miles away. Distance is no longer a problem. The way we communicate has changed. We write emails, we do video chats, we post content online, and discuss things in comments sections. We have access to so many videos with educational content that we can find helpful. Let's say I quite didn't understand a topic today. I just go home and I Google it, and I'm given many, many resources that I can use. I can look it up in YouTube and I can watch videos of lectures. This way, we have access to many different educators and much more educational content we can use. Mr. Bong's observations about how formal education will change in the future is very interesting. He mentions that by year 2070, formal education age will continue until the age 30 as knowledge in each discipline is increasing and so is lifespan. I remember that when I was little, compulsory education in Turkey was elementary school, meaning everyone had to go to school until fifth grade in Turkey's education system. As I was finishing elementary school, they changed it to middle school. As I was finishing middle school, they made a high school compulsory. So Mr. Bong's observations actually made a lot of sense. Another thing I find really interesting is how schools are shifting in their approach from making the learning environment so highly competitive to a collaborative one. With the learning environment changing so much, we are also becoming teachers in addition to being learners. There are so many platforms where we can share our projects, ideas, and our voice. It is all changing so fast. Educators must be updated on this and see how they can transform their teaching, make use of all available sources out there, and or there will be a huge gap between educators and today's learners.